Now we are beginning to understand that we need a new system, a clean energy system. We still want our electricity and fuels to be cheap, reliable, and ubiquitous, but now we also want them to come as much as possible from non-CO2 emitting sources and via a system that promotes energy efficiency and conservation, not just consumption and pollution. To be more specific, roughly 40% of America's total CO2 emissions come from the production of electricity used in homes, offices, and factories. Another 30% of American emissions come from the transportation sector, primarily cars, trucks, boats, trains, and airplanes. So, if we could electrify all of our transportation fleet, save for airplanes, and make all of them, and our buildings too, vastly more energy efficient at the same time, and then supply this whole 70% buildings and transportation with clean, abundant, cheap, reliable electrons through a smarter grid, that would be a revolution. It would be a giant step toward reducing America's consumption of fossil fuels and our carbon footprint. That's the real green revolution we are seeking. But it is still too abstract for most people. So let's hop into a time machine and see what it would actually be like to live inside a real green revolution in the year 20 ECE, energy climate era. 20 ECE. Your alarm goes off at 6:37 a.m., playing the Beatles classic Here Comes the Sun, just as you programmed it to the night before from 10,000 wake-up songs offered by your utility in collaboration with your phone company and iTunes. You have no alarm clock. The music was actually playing out of your home phone speaker, which itself is integrated into your home smart black box, or SBB, as it is called. Everyone now has an SBB, your own personal energy dashboard. Just as when you sign up for cable television, you get a set-top box or digital recorder with it, now, when you sign up for the energy internet with a progressive utility, like Duke Energy if you live in the Carolinas, or Southern California Edison if you live out west, you get an SBB. It is a microwave oven-size black box that sits in your basement and integrates the controls and assures the interoperability of all your energy, communications, and entertainment devices and services. That includes your temperature settings and other energy preferences in every room, your lighting, your home alarm system, your telephones and computers and internet connections, all your appliances, all your entertainment devices, and your plug-in hybrid electric car and its storage battery. The SBB's digital touchscreen can tell you exactly how much energy any of these devices is consuming at any moment. Your car, by the way, is no longer called a car. It is now called a RESU, R-E-S-U, or Rolling Energy Storage Unit, as in, I drive a Ford Mustang RESU. The term car is now considered so, gosh, 20th century. That is not the only thing considered old school. In the early years of the energy climate era, we progressed from an internet that connected computers and a World Wide Web that connected content and websites to an Internet of Things. An energy internet in which every device, from light switches to air conditioners to basement boilers to car batteries and power lines and power stations, incorporated microchips that could inform your utility, either directly or through an SBB, of the energy level at which it was operating, take instructions from you or your utility as to when it should operate and at what level of power, and tell your utility when it wanted to purchase or sell electricity. You and your utility now have two-way communications. your heating and air conditioning units, your lighting, and all your appliances, your dishwasher, dryer, refrigerator, and car battery, can now be programmed to run at lower levels when demand for electricity on the grid is highest and electrons are most expensive, and they can be instructed to run at fuller power during the night, or in the case of your electric car, to charge and store energy at night when electricity demand is lowest and power is cheapest.